This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
HouseLink Community Homes is a nonprofit based in Toronto that provides a range of supportive housing options, individualized supports, and community-based programs. As one of the pioneers in the concept of supportive housing, HouseLink created a brand new option for people leaving psychiatric institutions, a home that was permanent, affordable, and a support-based environment. HouseLink is currently home to over 430 members living in virtually every neighborhood in the city of Toronto. Now, HouseLink is working to become a more fully inclusive employer, promoting a workplace that values lived experience. Employees can be former HouseLink clients or have disclosed or non-disclosed lived experience with mental illness, homelessness, or other related experiences. We're joined on the phone by Judy James, a supportive housing worker with HouseLink Community Homes, who brings her lived experience to the role.
Welcome to People First Radio, Judy.
Lovely to be with you.
Tell us about the onset of your depression and what you experienced while juggling your illness and your career over those years.
Well, I was diagnosed in 1983. At the time, I was art director for a small company in Sudbury, Ontario. It was some of my coworkers who actually suggested that it might be mental illness, and I was hospitalized at that point. Over the next 11 or so years, I experienced mental illness. I had more hospitalizations, but I was always able to cope. I never lost a job. I never had any serious problems, even when I was hospitalized. In fact, by the time 1995 arrived, I had moved on and moved up. I was art director for TV Guide Canada magazine. And at that point, I was in the hospital, and I was actually doing layouts on the hospital ward floor. So they were quite encouraging of me. Then in 1997, TV Guide closed, and I moved to Toronto. And then I lost a lot of supports in that move, and I didn't have the same neighborhood, the same culture, anything that I was used to, which sort of exacerbated the problem. And when I told my workplace that I needed some help, they told me I could die after, you know, the publications had gone to press. So I went into hospital anyway and was subsequently fired. But it wasn't until then that I actually got the support that I needed in terms of therapy.
You eventually became isolated and unemployed living in downtown Toronto, and this seems to have been the low point. Tell us about that time and how you were able to emerge from it into recovery.
Okay, well, from 1997 until 2000, I sunk deeper and deeper into depression and isolation, as you say. I hadn't been working. I had had to go on Ontario Works and then ODSP, the Ontario Disability Support Program. I was having difficulty navigating any of those systems. I felt like, because of my own upbringing, that being on public assistance was not something that I should be doing. I internalized everything and basically saw myself as a pariah. I became even more ill. I had ECT treatments, electroconvulsive therapy. And at the end of that, I started to experience psychosis, and I was told after that that I would never be able to work again. That announcement was enough to make me want to kill myself, and I attempted a number of times at that point.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Judy James struggled with depression, but juggled her illness with a career as art director of a major national magazine. Then, when mental illness took control of her life in 97, Judy ended up unemployed, alone, and struggling to survive in downtown Toronto. Years of battling her illness and the mental health bureaucracy eventually inspired her to return to school to learn more about the system itself and to help others cope with it. She now works as a supportive housing worker with HouseLink Community Homes, bringing her lived experience to the role. Judy James is speaking with us from the HouseLink offices in Toronto.
Judy, from that very difficult time in downtown Toronto to becoming involved in HouseLink, how did that happen and what was your involvement, your first involvement with HouseLink like?
I started as the intake coordinator, and I'll tell you, for the first 6 months I thought every day I was going to be fired, but for some through some miracle I think I managed to keep my job, and then I was able to transfer and become a supportive housing worker. It wasn't just because of my lived experience. Through school, I studied the recovery model of mental health. And as I say, I became very involved with St. Michael's Hospital, which was also doing a lot of work in suicide prevention. And working with them gave me a lot of impetus to keep going and pushing. I had my own anger issues with the system, which made me become a stronger advocate for people with mental health issues, and I saw myself as somebody who could help those people who were still struggling with the system.
Tell us more about the term lived experience. Give us a definition or a sense of what is meant when people say, I'm someone with lived experience, or we're trying to employ more people with lived experience.
Well, with HouseLink, because we're a housing provider for people with mental health issues, a lived experience is that having gone through mental illness and the associated problems that come along with it, which can include poverty and all the associated problems along with that, including homelessness, stigma, and discrimination.
Does addiction factor into that as well?
Absolutely, because for a lot of people, addictions are a way of coping, because they may not get the treatment they need, they may not be able to access treatment, and through no fault of their own, addictions become a way of coping with the issues that they're working with.
Why is it important for people with lived experience to be welcomed into employment settings like those found at HouseLink?
Well, I think it gives us a chance to prove to the rest of the world that people with mental illness can recover, that we can be useful, that we can be of service to the community. I bring my own experience of mental health issues, about how to navigate and also how to flounder in the system, how to access programs for support. And I can also be a resource for staff just to check out their own feelings and beliefs around mental illness so that I can be a resource person on staff.
What has this experience been like for you as an employee with lived experience living in recovery from a mental illness?
Well, I always say this with a caveat that I don't know what everyone's experience is, because everybody's experience is very unique and very different. Working at HouseLink has been wonderful. It's given me a chance to give back. It's given me a chance to meet some extraordinary people, working with people through St. Mike's has given me a chance to access other programs in the community and indeed in across the country. I was out in the Vancouver area last year under the auspices both of HouseLink and with St. Mike's to attend the CASP conference, the Canadian Association for Suicide Prevention, in Vancouver, which was wonderful. I've also been able to travel internationally. Last time was in Rome to speak about mental illness and hopefully to break down some barriers about mental illness and to let people know that recovery is very much possible.
Judy James, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I've enjoyed this very much.
Judy James is a supportive housing worker with HouseLink Community Homes and a volunteer with St. Michael's Hospital Suicide Studies Unit. You can find HouseLink online at houselink.on.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.